And right now, ladies and gentlemen, straight out of Free Speech TV, we got Don Rojas on the phone with us. Don, welcome to KZSU.
Oh, thank you very much, and good afternoon to all your listeners. It's a pleasure to be talking with you.
Thank you for your time, Don. Now, Don, just briefly introduce yourself to the folks and your role at Free Speech TV.
I'm the executive director and CEO of Free Speech TV. We are based here in Denver, Colorado, but we have viewers in every state in the country. We are a national television network, and we broadcast on two satellite television networks, DirecTV and Dish TV, and we also, of course, do web broadcasting on our website. So we call ourselves a media station or a media network, because in this time of converging media and integrating media and media that is cross-platform, more and more we are finding ourselves in a media world that where television and the web are becoming merging to become one medium, one platform, and where newspapers are morphing into websites, and radio stations all have websites and so on. So this is a new world of digital technology and digital media that we are at the cutting edge of.
Mm-hmm. And one of the things I've always appreciated about Free Speech TV from the time I first heard about it was the fact that it doesn't get any outside funding except from its viewers.
That's correct. We are not funded by any a corporate entity. We don't get any grants from any governmental entity, federal, state, or local. We do get some grants from foundations, but the majority of our budget is funded directly from viewer contributions. At least 70% of our annual operating budget comes directly from the contributions of our viewers.
Mm-hmm. And folks can see Free Speech TV if they're on the Dish Network on channel 9415.
That's right.
You're also broadcasting on DirecTV right?
2 months ago, we launched on DirecTV. We are on channel 348, which is in the what DirecTV calls its news cluster. And we are up there very close to CNN and Fox and MSNBC. So we're in the middle of their dial, which is a good location for us.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, you can also get us on the web. If you can't see us on DirecTV or Dish TV, you can catch us on the web. And our website address is freespeech.org, freespeech.org.
And do you guys broadcast directly onto the web? Can people see the streaming show on the web?
No, we have a separate web program lineup. You can see a fair amount of what you see on television, but you can also see some stuff that we don't show on TV or we produce ourselves. But it's a 24/7 video on demand service that we offer on our website, and right on our homepage we have a fairly large video player. Mm-hmm. And you can access that. We've got lots of archival material in that video player, so you can watch different shows at different times at your convenience.
Yeah. Tom Hartman is one of the leading progressive radio talk show hosts in the country, and Free Speech TV has put him on TV.
That's
now.
Right.
You air him 2 hours a day.
Right.
And he always lets his viewers know that Free Speech TV has the largest collection of progressive documentaries anywhere in the known world, and they're free to peruse right off your website. Is that
true? That is correct. There's a whole section on our site, our videos on demand section, which goes deeply into our archival video material. And we're talking about hundreds and hundreds of hours of progressive video that is available on demand. And so we're just very proud of that particular asset that we can offer to our web users.
Right. People can get that for free just by going on your website.
Free. That's right.
Also, you were the first one to put Democracy Now! On TV.
Yep, That's right. Democracy Now!, which is hosted by Amy Goodman each day, is on both on radio and television, over 800 stations across the country and also internationally. Democracy Now! Is on television in different countries in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
But we were the first to launch the Democracy Now! Television program here at Free Speech TV a few years ago.
That's a wonderful collaboration. A lot of people have got turned on to Democracy Now! Through Free Speech TV. I know that for sure because I've talked to folks about that.
And it's a wonderful program. Amy does, tremendous work, and she's always on top of the issues, and her journalism is very progressive, very cutting edge, and we are delighted with the partnership that we've developed with Democracy Now!, and we'll, continue to work with her and her team in the years ahead.
And she's no stranger to Stanford either. She comes here quite often, and yeah. We always enjoy hosting her when she comes. Don Rojas, of the CEO and Executive Director of Free Speech TV, based in Denver, Colorado, is our guest for the half hour. And one of the reasons I want to get you on the air today, Don, is Free Speech TV is going to host a live broadcast of a March on Washington,
right.
Saturday, October 2nd. And it's involving over 170 progressive organizations.
Yes.
And I don't know if this has really been publicized outside of just small progressive media. I haven't really seen this in the mainstream media.
Well, it's starting to pick up some traction in some of the mainstream media. Although I would venture to say that it will be ignored by large sections of the mainstream media, but the momentum has begun to build, and we certainly very proud that we will be able to bring this. We'll be the only television network actually in the country to be broadcasting this very historic event live. Now, it's not only 200 progressive organizations that are going to be participating or have endorsed the march, and we'll be sending delegations to the march, but this is also, I think, the first time since way back in the early days of the civil rights movement where you've had the organized labor, civil rights organizations, human rights organizations coming together to work on a joint initiative such as this. The march is going to be just the beginning of an ongoing campaign and movement building process that will involve all of the partners who have signed up to One Nation campaign. So hopefully it will be an event that will give a shot in the arm, so to speak, to re-energizing and revitalizing the progressive movement throughout the country.
Mm-hmm. And the event is being called the One Nation. I guess the One Nation March.
One Nation,
right?
Together. Yes, so One Nation Together, and the central demand of the march. The fundamental message really is for jobs, justice, and education for all. It's going to bring together a wide diversity of organizations from all of the social sectors. From the interfaith community, the communities of color, the Latino communities, La Raza, which is one of the largest Latino umbrella organizations in the country, is one of the main sponsors and organizers of the march, the AFL-CIO and all their member unions, the SEIU, student groups from Campus Progress, and on and on and on. It's, as it says in its who we are, it says we are one nation born from many, determined to build a more united America with jobs, justice, and education for all. And it's nonpartisan. It is it's reaching out to independents, to Democrats, to Republicans, to progressives, to liberals, to non-believers.
To the Tea Party, too?
Yeah, well, of course. If the Tea Party folks want to join us, they're welcome to do so.
There you go.
Yeah.
Don Rojas, the guest right now. And speaking of the march on October 2nd in Washington, D.C., if you can't make it to the march, you can see it on Free Speech TV's live broadcast. And you can get Free Speech TV at on the Dish Network at 9415, channel 9415 on Dish, or channel, what was the channel on
Direct? 348 on DirecTV.
348, if you have DirecTV, it can be 348. Now, will the live broadcast of the march be on the web?
Yes. It will also be streamed live in real time on the web, on our website, freespeech.org. We will be also providing our stream to a number of partnering websites, such as the Nation Magazine's website, the National Urban League's website, the NAACP's website will be taking our stream, and hopefully also maybe even the Huffington Post's website will take our stream. So we're working on all of those.
Now, Don, how long have you been at Free Speech TV?
I am pretty new to Free Speech TV, but not new to progressive journalism. I've been doing activist journalism work and communications work for over 35 years, but I joined Free Speech TV as a CEO at the beginning of this year, so I am into my 10th month. Yeah,
how's it going
there in Denver? It's going very well. It's going very well. I've got a great team on my staff, and more and more collaborators are coming forward and offering us an opportunity to build bridges with people of like minds and to also pull together coalitions of progressive media around the country to work together, both in print and in broadcast and web. So it's going very well. Very, very excited about it.
Now, what's your background? Where did you come from before Free Speech TV?
Right. My background, I was born in the Caribbean. I came to the U.S. when I was 19 years old, went to college here, worked in journalism. As soon as I got out of college, I worked as a newspaper reporter and then as a newspaper editor in New York. And later on, I became the first communications director at the NAACP National Headquarters in Baltimore, Maryland.
Wow.
From there, I went into web publishing in the early days of the web in 1996, launched a news and analysis website called The Black World Today, and then went on to New York to manage one of the large public radio stations in New York, WBAI, the Pacifica station.
You were the general manager of WBAI?
Yes. Yes, I was.
How was that?
For 3 years. it was an interesting experience.
I bet it was.
Yes, let's just leave it at that.
You're right. Those Pacifica stations can be kind of volatile.
Extremely volatile. but look, out of the contentiousness oftentimes comes creative ideas and creative energy, and I try to focus on that aspect of the Pacifica experience. And mm-hmm. But it was a wonderful 3 years working for Pacifica in New York. And of course, New York is sort of second home to me. When I came to the U.S., that's where I migrated to New York, and New York has sort of always been my base. Although I now live in the Baltimore, D.C. area.
Really?
Yeah, I live in that area, but I work in Denver.
That's a long commute, Don.
It is a long commute. Thank God I don't have to do it every day or even every week.
There you go.
So I live here in Denver, you know, and try to get home as often as I can for long weekends and holidays, during the holiday season and stuff like that.
It's a real progressive step up to go from BAI, WBAI in New York, Pacifica affiliate there in New York, to Free Speech TV for sure, because that's definitely a step up, isn't it?
I think so. I think it's a step up. It's also, it has probably greater potential to reach out to the constituencies that need to hear a progressive media message, progressive media voice on a regular basis, and certainly on television. We are the only 24/7 progressive network. There are their progressive and liberal shows like Amy Goodman, like Grit TV, like Tom Hartman. But we are actually a network that aggregates them all and makes all of that progressive content available to millions of viewers across the country.
Yeah, I know a lot of progressive folks right after 9/11 who were looking for some truth.
Yeah.
Were all saying, where's the TV? How come the progressive people don't have a TV, have a TV station, channel, network, or something? And out of that did come Free Speech. When did Free Speech TV first rise up?
Actually, Free Speech TV started before that, started in 1995.
Really?
Yes, as a very small fledgling operation based in Boulder, Colorado, and then has grown over the years, moved to Denver 4 years ago, outgrew its space in Boulder and had to move to a larger physical space in a larger city. And so we are based in the Five Points neighborhood of Denver, which in itself is a historic part of Denver. It's the original home of Denver's African American community, and it used to be known back in the 50s and 40s and 50s as the Harlem of the West, because a lot of well-known jazz musicians, Ella Fitzgerald and Billie Holiday, and all the great names in jazz back in the 40s and 50s, Duke Ellington, Dizzy Gillespie, they all came and through Denver, spent time here, played here, developed quite a reputation here in the Denver area. So Denver became sort of the jazz capital of the Southwest. And right here in the Five Points area. So we are located, for example, just two blocks away from the Rossonian Hotel, which is where all of those jazz icons stayed when they came through Denver.
Oh.
And this is an area now that's being redeveloped and integrated. It's now a very diverse community, and we are in the middle of it, and we love it.
And how's Denver doing these days?
Denver's doing fine. You know, like every other city, major city in the country, it's been hit by the economic crisis. But it seems to be recovering at a faster pace than many cities of this size in other parts of the country.
Mm-hmm.
It's a high-tech town. It's a college town, and it's considered to be one of the most progressive cities in the country. So it's doing well. It's coming back. It's making a comeback.
Now, how is Free Speech TV's presence in Denver different, its hometown, than it would be in any other city in America? Is it different?
It's not different. In fact, the irony is that we are headquartered here in Denver. But we are not considered a local Denver television station.
Really?
Yeah. We have more of a national profile than we do at our local base. And that's because we don't do a lot of local programming. Most of our programming is national in focus and is produced actually outside of Denver. For example, Democracy Now! With Amy Goodman comes out of New York. Tom Hartman's radio program, which we put on TV, comes out of Portland, Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
And new shows that we're about to introduce will be coming out of Washington, D.C., San Francisco, and other parts of the country. So we are local in terms of where we are based in Denver, but we are national in terms of our programming and our reach.
Mm-hmm.
And our audience.
What are some of the new shows you got coming up?
We've got a show coming that will be launched in the middle of October, the Mark Steiner Show. Mark Steiner is a very well-known, very popular progressive radio talk show host in the Baltimore, D.C. market. And he is going to be joining us and doing a similar thing to what Tom Hartman does. We're going to bring his radio show onto television, and that's going to launch in the middle of October. Next week, we're going to be launching the Riz Khan Show, which is produced by the Al Jazeera Network, Al Jazeera English Network. And Riz Khan is going to be coming out of Washington, D.C., and his show will be more international in focus. He interviews diplomatic representatives, people at the United Nations, people who are foreign ministers of their countries, that kind of thing. So it'll have more of a global focus that's about to be launched.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're also going to be doing a special live coverage of the midterm elections on November 2nd. And we'll be broadcasting that night of the elections from three different broadcast centers, one in New York, one in Washington, D.C., and one here in Denver.
Uh-huh.
So that's something to look forward to.
And that's not the first time Free Speech has done that. Free Speech TV has done that. You did that, I think, back in 2008, right?
Yes, and we did that also at the beginning of the Iraq War. We did it in 2008 during the Democratic Convention, which was here in Denver, yes. And going all the way back to 2003, we did a similar national hookup that covered the anti-Iraq war demonstrations in New York and San Francisco and Houston and different cities around the country.
Mm-hmm. In case you just tuned in, Don Rojas, the executive director and CEO of Free Speech TV of Denver, Colorado, is our guest right now. And I'm glad you mentioned Al Jazeera because when Al Jazeera started their Al Jazeera English, it was it became known in the progressive community that it wasn't allowed in the United States.
And that is true.
And that U.S. citizens weren't going to be able to see it, but somehow Free Speech TV got a half hour of it, and you air a half hour every night.
Yeah, we air a half hour of their news program every night, and this new show is going to be sort of an interview program based on the news, but mostly based on international news. So, you know, Al Jazeera is capable of producing high-quality television journalism, and unfortunately, the fact that they are a Middle Eastern Arab-funded television network tends to color the judgment and the views of a lot of folks who think that they are just inherently biased, but they're not. They try to be as objective as they can, and their talent is very well trained and highly professional. So our listeners, your listeners, who also hopefully are some viewers of Free Speech TV, will enjoy the new program, the new Riz Khan program.
And besides the Al Jazeera English every night for half an hour, every Monday through Friday, you guys also air Fault Lines.
Yes, that's right. That's another Al Jazeera production, which is an excellent investigative journalism show, and with very high production values.
Yeah, Naomi Klein's husband, Avi Lewis, is one of the hosts of that. Did Free Speech TV have any problems or trouble with airing those shows, since Al Jazeera English is not allowed in the United States?
No, we have not yet encountered any difficulties. We do get some negative feedback from time to time in terms of calls or emails from viewers who object to the mere fact that we are showing an Arab network on our channel.
Really?
Yeah, but just it's not an overwhelming sentiment among our viewers. In fact, the vast majority who have offered us feedback has been very positive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Don Rojas, our guest from Free Speech TV. If you haven't checked out Free Speech TV, go on their website, freespeech.org, and they'll be airing live from Washington, D.C., the One Nation Together March, Saturday, October 7th. That's from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And you're covering that with several different teams. It won't just be like a C-SPAN broadcast of one camera, will it?
No. We'll have several camera crews in mingling with the demonstrators in the crowd. We'll have, of course, an anchor center with Tom Hartman and Laura Flanders and Mark Steiner anchoring. We'll have a number of special guests and analysts and commentators. We'll, of course, bring you all the speeches from the stage itself, but also we'll be interviewing people in the crowd who would have come from, you know, cities all across the country. Most of them, I think, would be from the Northeast, Midwest, and the Atlantic region, Mid-Atlantic region, and from the South. I don't think you're going to get a whole lot of West Coast people being able to make it to D.C. for this march. It's you know, across the country.
Yeah.
But the majority of the participants we anticipate will. And there'll be tens of thousands of people at this march. We anticipate that most of them will come from the East Coast and the South. Yeah.
Very good. Don Rojas, I want to thank you for your time today.
Well, thank you so much for having me on, and I hope that many of your listeners to your program can join us for this historic telecast on October the 2nd.
We'll be pumping it up for you.
Great. Thank you. Appreciate it.
You take care and have a good day, and keep up all the great work, Don.
Well, thank you. Thanks, and you do the same at your end.
Thank you.
Let's stay in touch.
Let's do that. Peace.
Bye-bye.
Don Rojas, Free Speech TV. And just in case you haven't checked it out, get on that website, freespeech.org. That's one rockin' TV station.